Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party.
Hey, here we are, Wendy. Welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party here.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, well, a lot going on, right?
The world is not as we once knew it.
Right. I know you work in the medical field, and I'm a high school teacher, and we said we were on strike.
Yep.
We hadn't seen the, I haven't seen my students in like 2 weeks because we were on strike, and they came and got their iPads, and here we are right now, and we're going to be going on. We're going school, distant learner school mode, April 6th.
Yeah. So that's, you know, it's a good thing that, you're able to do that. And we have the technology to do that because that's what we're doing. We're going remote.
Right. I don't want to do it too well, though, because they'll have us do it once this crisis is over all the time. So we'll do it pretty good. And I think one of the things that that's really put together, and we're going to have a guest on later in the show too, Vang Lo, who really understands the communities. He's a high school, St. Paul Public School high school counselor, and really he lives in the community. I mean, what's going on? I mean, St. Paul Public Schools is the buses are coming out tomorrow morning, and they're delivering food on each bus stop that they're at
for the kids. That's fantastic,
right?
Because a lot of these kids rely on the school for their meals, so that's really great.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. It's just eerie out. There's a lot of
We will talk about Corona, don't you worry. But right now we're going to be. Yeah. It is eerie out there. It's very eerie. I work over by the University of Minnesota. It's very you know, always hustling, bustling over there. People walking. There's never a parking spot ever to be found there. There's parking lot, parking spaces open. There's no cars on the road, as it should be. We're supposed to be doing the social distancing.
Keep your distance. How's that?
Exactly. And it's, you know, hopefully people are taking this seriously.
Well, from MnPost, the breakdown of counties here, I don't know if you can see that, Wen, but
yeah, I see it. This is a list of confirmed cases of Corona.
Right. And it just was updated like 30 minutes ago.
Did you want to do this MnPost really quick for our audience?
Well, everybody, every darn
Let's just go through it real quick.
Alphabetical order.
Yeah. Anoka has 3. Benton has 1. Blue Earth, 2. Carver, 2. Dakota, 8. Hennepin, 28. That makes sense. It's big. Martin, 2. Nicollet, 2.
Olmsted,
6. Ramsey, 12.
Renville,
1. Scott, 1. Stearns, 3.
Waseca,
1. Washington, 3. And Wright, 2. So those are the confirmed cases.
Well, speaking of Washington, we have Hennepin County Sheriff Washington, or what? Wendy, what are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
It's not Washington County. It's Hennepin County Sheriff.
Well, speaking of Hennepin County, we have I quit drinking 35 years ago. You wouldn't know that. We have Dave Hutchinson online, and I know this is
Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutch.
Hutchinson, he's online, and he's in the front line.
Yeah.
So welcome to Pilot's Progressive Party, Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Hey, how are you guys? And thank God Wendy's there today, huh?
How are you, Dave?
Wait, Dave, I got to give her this. Give her a little applause there.
I thought Robert was going to introduce you as Washington County.
I think I was.
Sheriff. So at least we got that straight.
Jeez.
I've been called worse.
I mean, back to seriousness. I mean, you're on the front lines. Your people are on the front lines. God, just explain to our audience what's going on. I mean, what is it like being on the front lines right now of this?
Well, it's like you guys were talking, it's eerie, but, you know, we have a job to do, and the men and women of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, you know, in our jail, our courts, and different divisions, 911 operators, and the patrol people out there answering calls. I mean, it's like we can't say, okay, well, we're going to close up shop. No, we have to be there by, you know, by law, by our oath of office. And, of course, we all choose this profession to serve people, not only in good times but also bad times. But I think it's good now, but I think this next couple of days are going to be kind of telling if it's going to go to, you know, heck or if it's going to get better. So I think these next 2 days are very critical.
So what are you guys doing to keep safe? I mean, are we wearing masks? Are we wearing gloves?
Yeah, we're doing all that. We're wearing masks and gloves. If you get brought into jail, the detention deputies go out there with masks and gloves on. They talk to the people in the car. You know, if those people are exhibiting, you know, signs of any illness, not just coronavirus, or if they're sick of any illness, we're going to put a mask on them, and then we're going to take them right up to the, we have a quad now just for sick people. And again, you could have the flu or cold, or, you know, we have no confirmed cases as of now. Again, that's as of now, no confirmed cases of the coronavirus. But obviously,
are they doing any testing?
I believe so. So I think if they're, you know, right now, if they're testing, because people forget it. And I read an article earlier that said, you know, people in jail don't get adequate health care, which is maybe true in different states. But in my county, Hennepin County, we have HCMC doctors and staff and nurses in the jail. They're Hennepin County Medical Center employees, and they choose to work over at the jail. So we have as best medical staff as they do at HCMC, which is pretty dang good. So we treat everybody. If we think they have coronavirus, we're going to keep them there. We're going to isolate them. They're going to get as good a care, if not maybe better, than the average hospital.
So what's your family doing? What's your husband doing? What's your mom and dad doing? What's your brother's out of town? What are they doing to protect themselves?
Well, you know, my parents live in a condo in Edina, but it's a full of, you know, elderly people. They're actually one of the younger people in there, and they're in their 70s. What they did is they went up north to my brother's cabin. They're planning on it anyways, kind of for some family time with my brother Scott. So they're way up north by the Canadian border with my brother and his wife and his three kids and my parents. And that wasn't by design. It just worked out that way. But I think it's a good place for my parents to be as of now.
Yeah.
And while they flatten the curve, as they say, in Hennepin County, and maybe they can come back. And again, we're regular people. We gotta fight like anybody else. And, you know, Justin's at home right now, and I tried to get him to go up north, but he refused. So I can't force him. So.
Right.
Yeah. We all have to stay safe. And, I have one coworker who uses the train. He said he was the only one on the train today. And then from like 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., they are not doing any service for the train. And I think that goes for the buses too, and Uber and Lyft as well.
Great.
Could you tell us, anything about what's going on with the train? I know we have a lot of a big homeless population, and I know that they, you know, rely on the train as shelter, especially between the hours of 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Any problems?
Well, I think, you know, we can look at, you know, at least some glass half full is yesterday the county approved $2 million for emergency housing for those people, the unsheltered homeless, whichever you want to call them. And so they're off the train. They're going to actually be in some sort of housing, and that's more for people who are sick. You know, if you're on the train, you have, you know, the corona or you have a cold. So they're actually leasing some hotels, and they're putting some people who are homeless or unsheltered and that may be sick, they're putting those people in these hotels temporarily until we can kind of get a foothold on what's going on with the homeless people, because they're at risk because they can't just go wash their hands you know, they don't have hand sanitizer. So, and they're in their groups of friends. I mean, they can pass it very easy. So Hennepin County is doing a pretty dang good job of getting them some help. A friend of mine, Autumn, as you guys all know her, she's out there full force. I mean, she's out there every day. She's a tough cookie there.
Person, yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing what we can. I mean, those people are as important as anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And the homeless population also has a higher instance of being immunocompromised, meaning that their immune systems may not be as strong because they're stressed out. They're, you know, living out in the street and their body is not as strong and as resilient as a lot of our bodies are. So they are more vulnerable, of course.
Hey, where's Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson? Hutch, is there any way that you could stay with us for another segment?
Sure. If you guys want me, I'll stay as long as you need me.
Oh, right on.
Awesome.
It's too bad that you're in here. I got great pictures of you at our home studio with our little Wanda.
Yeah.
So when we come back here, I want to talk a little bit about a day in the life of a sheriff and what they're doing now. I mean, they have to be protecting themselves. You know, the deputies have to be protecting themselves just getting out of the car now, you know, with any kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but we'll talk about that. And then, it's a crazy world we live in, but we're going to make it through and be better, hopefully.
Right on. So we're with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, along with Wendy Pilot, and I'm Robert Pilot, and this is Pilot's Progressive Party, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. I've been telling you about Snap Construction, the company AM950 trusts for all roofing and siding needs. Now that spring is here and summer is around the corner, now is a great time to find out why AM950 trusts Snap Construction. Ryan, the owner, and his team at Snap Construction have been great to work with, and they have enjoyed working with our listeners.
Hi, this is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners at AM950. What a great group of people and a great radio station. I personally want to thank all the listeners that we've had the opportunity to work with. At Snap Construction, we look forward to working with many more of you when it comes to your roofing, siding, windows, and insulation. Don't just take Chad's word for it. Google Snap Construction, arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the Twin Cities Metro. We led this community with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate. Call today, 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP, or visit us online, snapconstruction.com.
Formerly the Audubon Center of the Northwoods, Osprey Wilds is a nonprofit environmental learning center on Grindstone Lake in Sandstone, Minnesota. Osprey Wilds has community events like Dinner at the Lake, Maple Syrup Day, and learning opportunities for all ages. Audit an environmental education college class, snowshoe or ski our trails, or learn about our wildlife programming. We're open to the public year-round. Visit online at OspreyWilds.org. That's OspreyWilds.org.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
When you need legal assistance, let the Minnesota Lawyer and Referral Information Service help you find the right attorney. It's a new and enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They have professional, experienced referral counselors who can connect you to vetted attorneys practicing in employment law, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, and much more. Take the stress out of finding a lawyer. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Hackers, ransomware, security breaches. As I speak, cyber criminals are stepping up their attacks on businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Rimark. Rimark has the expertise and experience necessary to navigate your company to safe water. We launch our process with a network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. And it's free. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment today. What is hypnosis? What is hypnosis?
Back to Pilot's Progressive Party. Here I am with Wendy and Hennepin County Sheriff Hutch and one of my favorite bands.
And I just have to say, Robert, that's pretty groovy bumper music there.
What is Hit by Tower Power.
Yeah.
Cool. Definitely. Hey, we're back with Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're just wondering what the heck's going on here with this with the world with Dave. And I mean, it's this crazy one.
Yeah. And how, Dave, has the how your daily activities changed since this virus? That's, well, I think that's what our, you know, audience is really curious about.
Yeah. Well, for me in particular, it's you know, I get up, you know, I didn't used to get to work until 8 a.m. Now I get here about 6:30. I stay until about 8, just conference calls with, you know, our local, federal, and different agencies just to make sure we're on the same page, you know, with the county admin, you know, planning, you know. You know, my staff is my staff up front, you know, majors and chief deputy. We're busy all day doing, you know, messaging to our staff. We're trying to do a better job because they're obviously worried like everybody else. But like for the detention deputies, I mean, they're doing their job, which is a tough job. Plus now they have to worry about a virus. So they're cleaning their hands a lot. They're cleaning the facility a lot. They're wearing masks. They're wearing gloves. We've done a lot of different stuff. If people get sick, we isolate them. You know, we're working on staffing issues. It's, you know, the deputies that patrol that take 911 calls. Again, I mean, you go do a traffic stop and the person's coughing and you get their license and you go back to your car and you're running the plate. You know, it's contaminated. So it's a different world. It's a new world. It's more complex. But, like I say a lot, we've been through a lot as a society and you know, and we're going to get through this. I it might take longer than we anticipated, but I think we're going to get through it. Public safety is not going to change. If you call 911 for a serious emergency, we're going to come. We're going to help you. It might look a little different. We might have less people. We might be wearing masks and gowns and stuff, but rest assured, we're not going anywhere. Like, I'm not taking a day off until this is done because, you know, like a captain on a ship, I'm not... excuse me. I'm not leaving unless, you know, I'm the last one off the ship per se. So you can count on that. You can count on my staff, and we're going to do our best. And I think we're going to get through it. We're going to do what we can.
Well, that's calming to hear. That's really awesome. It's like, 9/11 was like a week or two, but this is almost, and I wasn't alive during this, but this almost seems like how World War II must have felt, because it was ongoing. You didn't know it was going to end. Things like that.
What's uncertain?
Yeah, not having a plan, right, of ending is really, I think, kind of nerve-wracking for us all.
Yeah, I mean, we're no different. Like, I was talking to Justin, my husband, and, you know, he's very nervous. And I'm, you know, I'm not nervous. I'm cautious. I mean, I think, you know, I'm ready for anything. I think our staff's ready for anything. But, you know, we're human beings, and sometimes we get a little shaken up. But, you know, with the staff we have here, I'm telling you, we're as prepared as anybody in the world as far as public safety goes. I mean, I'm not a healthcare professional, but I'm pretty confident in HCMC's ability and in regions. And it's not going to go perfect, but I think it's going to, you know, it's going to take several weeks maybe. But I think we're going to come out of it, and we're going to be okay. And you know, maybe we improve on something. Maybe we're more, you know, international. Like, you know, instead of just being country and country, maybe we're just a human race, and we'll help each other regardless of borders. And maybe, you know, we can get along with people. It's kind of like, you know, 9/11 brought out some, you know, the most, you know, community-oriented stuff. Maybe this is what we needed. I don't know. I wish it didn't take this, but I'm trying to think of the positives, and I think that might be more community, I guess.
Well, you are thinking the positive, and I think that's why Wendy and I liked you right away when we first met you, because it's really, I'm getting kind of emotional how positive you are, because I get up and down. I'm like really positive, and then
you're mostly positive, Robert. You're the optimist in the family, and I'm the pessimist of the family.
Well, but yeah, Robert and Wendy, I don't have a choice. I mean, this is my job. Yeah. People elected me. I'm in positive because I know we're going to get through it. It's not going to be the walk in the park, but I'm confident in our ability. And I again, I'm I'm positive because we're good people. This is a good country. It's a good world. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm imagining that when you're at home and you're not where you need to be for at work, that you are staying away from people, or you know, staying at least 6 feet away, or not going to big meetings. Or I'm sure those have changed for you too, like meetings just with your staff, having more like virtual or telephone meetings. I know that changed for me at work. So
absolutely, we're all doing all that. When I'm done, you know, I'm always, even until I go to bed, I'm always on my phone. But just Justin and I, and we're both healthy, knock on wood here. But yeah, I don't go anywhere. There's nowhere to go, I guess, now anyways. But we isolate ourselves. We clean our house, you know, like anybody else. Just if we don't have to go out and talk to people and get sick, don't do it. I mean, easy.
Yeah,
we're talking to Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and we're all feeling good about having you as a Hennepin County Sheriff. Have you talked to Ramsey County Sheriff? Are you're in touch with a lot of people across the country? What is Fletcher thinking about? Is he he's proactive too? He's been doing this a long time.
No, we talk daily. I talk to the different sheriffs, even you know the metro and the state via email. The chiefs of police in Hennepin. We do email stuff, and we had a conference call last week. We'll have another one this week. A lot of emails, but we're on the same page. I mean, we're going to need each other. If one department gets sick, we're going to have to help staff that department with different agencies. And so we have a plan. I don't think we can plan anymore. I mean, we plan for every single thing that we can plan for.
Well, that's good. And like Robert said before, it's very comforting to know that, you know, you're keeping us safe and that we could count on you and your staff, and that when there is an emergency, nothing's going to stop because of the virus. So that's really fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to plug on regardless. And you know, we're here to serve.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. We're really happy to hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
And you mentioned earlier that you're using gloves, and you also said that you have gowns. You're having gowns too if somebody's really sick.
Yeah, if we get a call of like a house where they, you know, they're, you know, our dispatch center will ask questions. That, you know, have you been in out of the country? Are you coughing? You know, they have, you know, all these medical questions they're asking. So if someone says, "Yeah, I was just in Italy. I just got back 12 days ago, I'm coughing and all these signs," you know, if the police even go to that, we probably won't. It would be probably an ambulance, and they're going to be fully gowned up. But if you know, again, if we're doing hundreds of these a day, if it gets to that point, there's going to be a police response, and we're going to respond appropriately because, you know, we need our staff healthy, because if we get sick, well, and who the heck is there else? So we're doing everything we can do by we're listening to the HMC Director of Emergency Medicine, who's a really, really smart guy, and we're taking his lead. Whatever he says, we're going to do. And, you know, again, we plan for that. We plan for everything.
Well, I think just to end the segment with, I just thought of, it's really cool that you've been working on the mental health portion of your officers, because man, they're going to need it now, because it's heavy at home. It's heavy on the streets, and it's just a heavy feeling going on right now.
Absolutely. And we've made them readily available. And just, you know, I'm not embarrassed. Once a week, I'll check in with my buddy, who's a chaplain, who I talk to, who gives me good advice. So, you know, I'm not a super religious guy, but he's just a good, you know, he's got some counseling background, and I'll call him once a week. I'm going to call him later today, and we don't really talk about much, but he makes me feel better. So everybody needs that person, because it's not the end of the world by any means. Again, it's not the end of the world, but it is stressful, and we all need some guidance, and he's my kind of guidance in that.
Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us and our listeners. It's really important, and it makes our listeners and myself really feel at ease that you guys aren't stressing out big time, and you're doing your job, and you're all professionals, and you're all getting your mental health taken care of. And thank you so much for being on Hennepin County Sheriff Hutchinson.
Thanks for having me. I love you both, and be safe, and we'll get together in a few months, and it'll all be good.
That right sounds on. Good. Take care and be safe.
All right. You're listening to Pilots Progressive Party, and we're going to be right back after this short break.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight, chance of rain continues with a low around 41. Thursday, rain and patchy fog with a high of 45 and a low around 19. Friday will be mostly cloudy, low around 14. Saturday, sunny and a low around 25.
Mo's Tax Service has been working for you, not the IRS, since 1971. Located in Highland Park in St. Paul, they offer a variety of services, including payroll, business or personal taxes, and audit representation. Check them out at mohstax.com.
What is hypnosis? What is it? Cause I'd really like to know. What is it?
Welcome back to Pilots Progressive Party. And we're here, like Wendy, that was a great talking to Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Yeah, he actually made me feel more at ease and less anxious about, you know, what's going on and how about our safety. So I feel safe.
You know, too, and it's really been awesome to see his growth along with my growth on the radio. He's sounded great. And I felt really kind of teary-eyed and emotional when I was listening to him.
Yeah, he's awesome, Dave. So thanks again, Dave.
Well, we got another guest on here, and this person here, his name is Vang Lo, and he is a counselor. And during St. Paul Public School strike, he really stepped it up and became what I thought was one of the leaders of our school, It was awesome to see, but now he's still leading the way. He put out a great video for our community about the food and things like that. And I'm sure he's reaching out to kids, and we have him on. Bang. Thanks for spending some time with us on Pilots Progressive Party again.
Hey, hi, Robert and Wendy. Thank you for having me again. It's good to be here.
We're going to maybe have to make this a regular thing, but hey, talk about what's going on with St. Paul. Yesterday was the last time I'm going to see you in person for a while. And we got mm-hmm. to see our students come in with and get their iPads. Tell us what the updates are with our school.
Yeah. So with our school right now, you know, with the closure, so with the governor saying that school's closing starting today until the 27th, and our superintendent and the district closed yesterday and on Monday. So ever since our strike last week, Tuesday, our student has not been back in the school, in the classroom. So right now, in terms of school instruction right now, we are working towards district learning right now. So how do we help students learn online using our online database? So we're using those a different platform to communicate with students. So right now, students, where no one is at the school right now, all school here in St. Paul are closed for students and staff. You hit it on the nail with that. So right now, the piece is with lunch. What are we doing so our student can get meals? So I can talk more about that and be here. So we're doing that. So we have a way of communicating that and giving that to students. But right now, into the students, no students are at school and no staff are at school. Only essential staff are at school right now. And that's only a few staff, such as the principal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to just give a shout out to our staff and our counselors, and especially Harding High School's principal. I think she really has really grown into her job. This is her first year there, and she's really come out as a really positive leader.
I totally agree. You know, Principal Beaver is just phenomenal in the way how she is leading us in terms of just staying calm and keeping that distance, but at the same time, focused on the work of how do we communicate with students and family so that everybody can be on the same page. So, I also give her a lot of credit and a lot of props in terms of leading us during this uncertainty time.
Right. So we got things going on in the community for St. Paul students. Can you fill us in a little bit about the buses and what they're going to be doing in the next couple days?
Yeah. So the district right now, we know that, you know, within the district here, we have 37,000 students. And out of that, you know, 70% of our students are on a free or reduced lunch. So the question is, how do we distribute this to our students, you know, so they can have meals during this week and next week when there's no school? So what we're doing is we are using our transportation department here, our yellow school buses, to drop off meals at the bus stop. So what we're doing, this morning was the first day where we piloted using your name, right? Pilot. So what piloted today, so what we did is today, this week and next week, Wednesday, we have bus rides for school that start on a regular time of 7:30 start time. So all those school are today. Tomorrow, Thursday, all the bus route for school that starts at 8:30 in the morning, we are going to drop off all those routes. And on Friday here, bus route that are for school from starting 9:30 a.m., we're going to do that on Friday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday here, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, yellow school buses are dropping off the regular routes in the morning. Food to students will typically go to the bus stop in the morning. They will get, you know, instead of getting picked up, parents and students can go pick up meals. They come in boxes. So usually what we're doing now is one box per student, and one box of meal will cover it for the whole week. So that's what we're doing for, So it's a good box that just have a lot of variety of sandwiches, you know, peanut butter sandwich, turkey sandwiches, a lot of veggies and fruits. So students can eat that throughout the week. So that's what we're doing for our family. And I encourage everybody, please look at the website. You know, I'm going to share that, but look at the website online to see what school is it with your school. Is it for on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday? And then you could be at the bus stop where you typically your child will get on the bus and you could pick up the meals. Or we also, what we're doing is on that day, if it's your day, for example, like today, if your day is we're doing the bus route. We also have curbside, so meaning you can pick up the food at your child's school as well, whichever is more convenient for you.
That's beautiful. You know, how is your mental health, and how do you think the staff's mental health is? You being a school counselor, I think you can kind of get a sense of what's going on. How do you think that is?
Yeah, personally, I was sharing with you last week and this week, you know, with the strike and now going to this coronavirus piece and school closure, I think everybody's just, it's mentally and physically, it's exhausting. And I think a lot of our parents and a lot of our students in the community feel the same way. Like, with everything going on here, everybody's exhausted. It's a stressful time. So that's how I feel. That's how the community's feeling right now. But I think the other piece is also at the same time, everybody's also feeling some sense of hope and optimistic at the same time that, hey, we could do this together, even though this is a very stressful time.
Right. During the strike, I talked to people I hadn't talked to in 20 years. It was pretty awesome. But no, we're with Bang Low, and he is a counselor in the St. Paul Public Schools. And again, thank you so much for being on, for doing what you're doing and really stepping up during the strike and stepping up right now for our kids and the community. I really, really appreciate you being on our show.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. And same goes to you and Wendy. Thank you for having me. I think we in any situation, we have a choice to, be quiet and not do anything. Well, we have a choice to step up and do something about it. And that's my hope, is that all of us educators, all of us students and family, that we step up and do something about it to address our issues so that all of us can be better. So I appreciate this opportunity. And again, no matter how hard this is, we all can get through this. And this is what we're doing in St. Paul Public School, to make sure that our students are getting meal, getting communication through their schoolology account, make sure that they're on track. So we're going to do what we can here to make sure everybody's okay.
Right. Well, I'm going to still be sharing your videos and your messages on Native Roots Radio, which is Pilots Progressive, and also on my Facebook page too. Excellent. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much for being on, and maybe we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good, Robert. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That was Bang Low, and he's a new counselor at Harding, and he's really stepped it up. And he's, one of those people that already are built in the community. People know him, and it's all these people, the cream rises to the top, right?
Yeah. And it's important to have somebody like him. And, talking about what's going on is really bringing a lot of information to people out there who'd have no idea that, kids are getting fed. They're being helped with their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we'll get through this.
Right. And that's the positive message right there. So Wendy, you got a few things we'd like to talk about too. You're in the medical field, and
I am in the medical field, and I did read, a study today, and I just want to find it real quick here.
Well, can I do this quick? This is Wendy Pilot, everybody.
Very funny.
Okay.
So if you're feeling any symptoms at all of coronavirus, fever, sore throat, body aches, feeling chills, the study that I read is recommending that you do not use ibuprofen. So ibuprofen, what they're saying, can kind of dampen down the immune system, which could slow the recovery process. So we're really wanting people to use acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, instead. Recommended daily dose is 3,000 milligrams per day. Mm-hmm. And if you're taking any cold medication, look at the ingredients, the active ingredients, also to check the amount of Tylenol in that, because lots of cold products over the counter have acetaminophen, which is Tylenol. So we don't want you to overdo it. Really, maximum dose is 4,000 milligrams. And just because acetaminophen, Tylenol, can affect your liver.
Don't ever ask me to say that.
I never will. Don't worry. But can I just talk about something else, Robert, right
now?
Yeah,
well, we got a minute, and we're going to go into break, and then you're going to have a whole segment yourself. Give everyone a tease what you're going to talk about.
Well, I want to talk about all the positive things environmentally that's happened all over the world since the coronavirus. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
So this is a thing that, to segue into that, this is a thing that interests me in the positive vein of what's going on, is that what you're going to talk about, we're going to talk about maybe healthcare for all because of what's happening here when, you know, single payer, that's going to come in the forefront, things that are, coming out during this, it always gets darkest before sunrise.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when this is all finished and done with, we're going to learn a lot about society and things I think are going to change. Like, I think this handshake is going to be gone. I don't think that people are going to handshake. We're going to have to do something else. We'll come up with something.
Well, we're already doing the elbow thing.
The elbow thing. And then there's that funny, the foot thing, but you kind of have to jump and move, but you're too old to do that. But anyway.
All right. So, hey, you're listening to Pilot's Progressive Party here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And we're going to be right back after this short break.
Hi, Alex of Better Futures Minnesota. Does your business or organization need janitorial services, lawn care, or snow services? Obtain a free, no-obligation estimate from Better Futures Minnesota when you mention that you heard about us on AM 950. Our supervised, hardworking, and affordable crews will handle your interior and exterior building and property maintenance needs while you help men in your community transform their lives and walk on a positive path to success. It's a win-win. To learn more, go to betterfuturesminnesota.com under Business Services.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake would like to say Pini Gigi for all your support these last 3 years. We discuss national and local Native news and events. Weekly correspondents bring us updates and information from all over Turtle Island.
Native Roots Radio I'm Awake is supported by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, dedicated to redefining high-stakes litigation representation in Indian country.
Saturdays live 1 to 3. Free Leonard Peltier.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
As a family-owned business, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning has been serving the Twin Cities since 1930. A new furnace or air conditioner from Standard Heating and Air can lower your monthly utility bills, administer more consistent temperatures, and even improve indoor air quality, making your home safer and healthier for the whole family. The average heating and cooling system lasts 15 to 20 years. So if yours is on its last legs, call Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Learn more at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.co. OP.
What is hypnosis? What is hypnosis? Because I'd really like to know. What is
hypnosis? Welcome back to Pilot's Progressive Party. Yeah, Wendy, welcome back. This has been a heck of a show. You know, I just got to give a shout out to my homeroom, my all native homeroom. I'm missing them. They're freshmen and they're goofy at that age, but I'm missing them, and hopefully I'll see them soon.
Is that ninth grade?
Yeah.
Okay.
Goofy. Yeah.
That is pretty goofy.
Yeah. But I get all the ninth grade Native American kids every year, so it's always fun to see them grow up and become who they are, too.
It's really cute.
It is cute. And there's a picture, if you're on Facebook Live, I have it right over Gary's photo. Sorry, Gary, for this week I got... I got
Is that your homeroom?
Yep.
Yep. Picture of the homeroom. So get on Facebook.
The little slugs.
Pilots party.
Cool. So that's my thing. Let's talk about what you want to talk about, because we're having a big shift in the world here.
Yeah. You know, all week long, I just feel like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, doomsday, and I'm feeling anxious and kind of uneasy. But I want to just talk about some of the positive things that happened since the coronavirus, and that people are kind of having to stay home, right? So since the lockdown, Venice's canals have become crystal clear. Also, there was reports that in the canals, they've spotted some dolphins.
Venice, Italy, right?
Venice, Italy, yes. Is there any other place in the world that's called
Venice? Venice Beach.
Oh, that's true. Florida, but, that's true.
Oh, California, I was thinking.
Oh, okay. All right. What? Italy's coasts have also dolphins coming nearer and nearer. Japan now has deer roaming free in the streets, and Thailand, the same with monkeys. There's, you know, the monkeys are out and everybody's kind of enjoying themselves, that there's not so many people out there. China has recorded breaking population cuts. And there's also a post that there's a satellite image right over China where they did the satellite post, you know, months before and now, and they could see the difference in the population and in the atmosphere, how much the the CO2 levels have come down since, you know, people aren't out and about and driving around. And this is a post from Gina Mayer, and you know, she said that the Earth has already begun showing signs of amazing things that are happening from the absence of human pollution. What if, and hear me out, and this is what she says, what if the entire human population used this as an opportunity to restart society on a greener, more environmental conscious foot? What we've seen in this span of a couple of days is amazing. It's a pipe dream. And we all know that when the humans die off, this world would be a Garden of Eden, and that we're the ones that just ruin everything.
Right. And I know you mentioned a while ago that the United States was a Garden of Eden before the colonizers came.
Yeah. And I kind of always wondered and thought about if the Native American people were left on their own here in the United States, what a beautiful world this would be.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, so we have Gary on the phone, and we love to hear from Gary's. Do you mind, Wendy, if we talk
absolutely.
To Gary? Gary, go ahead. You're on Pilots Progressive Party.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hello, Robert. Good tidings. Hello.
Good time.
So we got to stick together on the phone a lot more nowadays. I went for a drive around one of the lakes today, just past time. I was going to tell you, you guys mentioned that this global warming is affecting maybe cause the virus, but I read an article in Nature Magazine where they think the habitat destruction also, because the animals got to adjust to new food or whatever, if they ate some animals, it's changing their habitat destruction with the growing populations and everything.
Well, that's what Wendy always says, is that it's Mother Nature kind of getting back at us here when we get into a pandemic.
Yeah, and you guys got to educate me on that. Shrine Circus, I was going to go to that. I heard you guys talking about it, so you educate me a little bit there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We always
and then I thought of you guys on strike because, you know, I worked for the Minneapolis School Board for 30 years, and I wasn't a teacher though, I was, you know, maintenance worker. But anyways, you know, they passed a no strike law for city employees. Oh, maybe that's all the governor did it. So they must have forced that. Now, of course, you had a really friendly governor with walls for workers, but We lost our chief with the no strike law back in 58. About my father was in that strike, but the janitor went back to work and the teacher stayed out. And he said, if you go back, I will. Well, anyways, that's why he passed the no strike law. It was a Republican governor, of course.
Well, Gary, thanks
so
a lot.
It's good to see you could go on strike. It surprised me a teacher's going on strike in the city, St. Paul.
Well, it was the first time since 1946, and we were angry, and we'd probably still be on strike if it wasn't for this pesky virus.
Yeah.
So thanks for calling in, and thanks a lot for the picture we have it up here on our studio.
Yeah, you're quite a guy.
All right. You too, Gary. Thanks. Wendy, we love Gary. You got to meet him at the Blue State Ball, and I think he was saying that he was going to go to the circus until he heard the show when you talked about what they do with the animals.
Yeah, so that's great. I love to bring awareness, so that's fantastic.
One person at a time, too.
That's right.
The water's getting clearer in Italy. Things are the dolphins are coming in.
Yeah. There's less CO2 and population over China, so...
Yeah.
The earth will repair itself after we're gone, and we will be gone. So,
yeah.
I have a whole nother, I could do a whole nother show about the animals and how it was caught, you know, the cause of the coronavirus. And
well, it's funny
the
too,
animal abuse.
Because everyone talks about the end of the world, and it's like, no, it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the human race when we're destroying the planet.
Exactly.
Unless you're really rich and you got like a rocket ship in your backyard and you're going to some other planet that's hiding somewhere behind the moon.
Yeah, and if you go to another
moon.
Planet, they'll ruin that too. So.
Yeah. Good one.
It's
well, this
true.
Let's talk about the show. This was a great show. We had Hutch on. Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson.
Yep.
And
keeping us safe. We're really happy. Thank you, Dave.
And relaxed.
Yes.
I mean,
I feel
that
so much better now. I really do. My anxiety level has come down from a 10 down to a
9,
4.
Yeah. And then Vang Low,
yeah, fantastic. Fantastic update, letting us know how our kids at school are being taken care of during this time and no school. So that's fantastic.
Right. Yeah. And then, I don't know, this has been an awesome day, and we're going to go take the dogs out for a walk, and we see a lot of people walking around, maybe thinking it's the last time they can go out to walk, or they just got to get out of the house because they're working in the house now, like I am. Did you see I put the quotes up, working in the house?
I want to publicly thank you for sweeping and mopping the floors today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Happy life, happy wife, right?
I think it goes happy wife, happy life.
Nah, all right, whatever you say, because I want to keep you happy. Hey, you've been listening to Pilot's Progressive Party. Thanks to the mothership with Eric for rounding things out here and keeping us going. And don't forget about listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, which is on Saturdays 1 to 3. We're out of here. Have a good week. Welcome back.